The Unemployed Graduates Association of Ghana has threatened to go on a demonstration if government does not provide them with jobs and also creates an enabling environment for job creation. Addressing the media in Accra, the secretary of the association, Adi Namaran Lamisi, said the group is also calling on government to empower the youth by equipping them with appropriate skills and financial assistance to set up their own businesses. Here is a report by Antoinette Abba.
The news conference comes after the first one, which was held in April, to urge government to create job opportunities for the youth. But the group said after all these months, their call seemed to have fallen on deaf ears. Addressing the media, the secretary of UGAG, Adi Lamisi, said the unemployment situation keeps soaring. She explains that the group has so far registered 3,500 unemployed graduates across the country.
We are disappointed to say here that there has not been any signs of bringing hope to the thousands of unemployed graduates in the country. Maybe they are yet to come. As a matter of fact, we are keenly waiting for the jobs that are to be created. We wish to state emphatically that it behoves government to empower young people by equipping them with skills, financial assistance, as well as creating the enabling atmosphere for them to take hold of their future.
Ms. Lamisi noted that the association, in its own small way, has assisted over 800 graduates through business advisory workshops and entrepreneurial skills to set up their own businesses. The acting president, Justice Entry, emphasized the need for government to create a youth business fund and a tax relief system for those who are willing to take up their own private ventures. He said they are not only calling for public sector employment, but also the creation of business centers and an enabling environment for training and imparting technical knowledge to the youth.
The creation of a youth business fund. We feel that government can provide or set up a business fund for young businesses who want to establish their own businesses. Government can give tax relief to young enterprises than to foreigners who take away all the profits that we make away. And also set up business villages and incubators to help people start and grow their businesses in conjunction with private organizations and NGOs.
Mr. Entry urged members to remain calm and focused and avoid being lured by politicians into negative acts.
That was a report filed by Antoinette Abba.